this soothing. I can't even. It's your turn.
You're yelling at me. Welcome back, everybody. It's Dueling Tangents.
Welcome back to Dueling Tangents. Look at Brian.
I talk good.
You do.
Good talk. Good thing. Well. Good thing talking isn't something that we do.
It's okay. I thought I was turning down the music, and then I wasn't. I was turning down something else. So yeah, it's a Thursday that feels like
Friday.
It's not just
the Spider-Verse, folks. No. I got to let you in behind the scenes here. Both Luke and I are, you know, the behind the scenes guys as well. So sometimes we get worked on our own individual projects. Like, I don't know, I'm reconfiguring an entire computer and redesigning an entire system and then going and redoing our whole sound system so that we can have another second source and everything. It takes a minute for that gear to switch.
Yeah, but that baseline really hits you. So that's all what we were focused on when we're coming back to this segment.
So my point is that our CPUs are a little bit, let's just say, overtaxed.
Just a little overtaxed. It's been a week, but you know, it's been an interesting week, and we're going to be tuning up some of these systems here, and I get to see Spider-Man tonight, so that's really what I'm focusing on, so we can get through it. And we got one more segment left here in the day of Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. If you want to be a part of this great show, give us a call, 844-967-2789. So really great conversation with Angelito. I was excited to have him on. I think it's always great when individuals are stepping up to run for these statewide offices and share their backgrounds and their stories. I love hearing those stories. And so for me, there are very few things that I won't skip over when I'm on social media, and like candidate launch videos, they get me every time. Like, cause I love the groundswell music, the backstories. I love it. It's like, this is why I'm running
this. You see someone knocking on a door.
Exactly.
It's really cold in the morning. You see the breath in the air.
The cold breath with a cup of coffee and stuff. Yeah. Like I love that stuff. So
you see some knock on a door and someone.
It was a great conversation with Angelito. Really looking forward to seeing all the campaigns here in 2022 in Wisconsin. It's going to be a really important year, and there's less than a year until Election Day. So go check out Angelito's campaign as well as everybody else that's running for office. It's important to pay attention.
He's got an infectious demeanor.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very cool.
I mean, absolutely.
Seems to be like, yeah, you know, we're all going to burn and die. It's totally fine. It's great because you know what? I have an opportunity to be with people that I know and like on the way down. And I'm like, dude, that's pretty awesome.
Pretty awesome. So as we got to hit on a topic, Brian, right before we went into the end of the second segment earlier, we were discussing, you know, some individuals here in Wisconsin aren't necessarily running for office for the best reasons. And they sometimes, you know, denigrate things and call them socialism. But then as soon as these programs come out, they're the first in line. So I wanted to go circle back a little bit and hit that topic a little bit more because it's fascinating to me. We almost glazed over it because it was a story that we both saw it on Scott Ross's social media. We wanted to share it, and it is just absolutely fascinating to me, Brian, that for three elected officials in the Republican Party here in the state of Wisconsin
together
between the three of them, and this is only three out of the, well, I don't know, they got 60 in the Assembly, 20 some in the Senate, so we're talking upwards of 80 elected officials in the state government. And three of them collectively had $1 million in PPP loans that were given and then forgiven because they covered the costs of payroll and everything during the pandemic. And things that were decried as socialism in a lot of regards. It took the federal government too long to act, in my opinion, when former President Trump was in charge. But we finally got some of these programs, and the first round of relief wasn't enough. We've still got the restaurant relief fund that needs to be revitalized. There's a ton of aspects of federal relief that still aren't getting into the hands of the people that need them the most.
We just talked earlier this week about Hmong farmers.
Yep, exactly. And to see that the people that denigrate these programs and say they're socialism
fought against them tooth and nail the entire way.
And they were the first in line. They made sure they got theirs and they got taken care of when we still,
now,
like you said, the Hmong
farmers.
I
don't have a problem with them getting the PPP loan in the first place.
No.
I was a proponent of making sure that it got. I don't want people to lose their businesses just because the global pandemic. And if we have the means to go and take care of them, let's do that.
Right.
And I have no problem with them getting their loans forgiven if they qualify the same way that everybody else qualifies for them. I do, however, have a problem with them fighting tooth and nail against it and then walking around and going, oh, I can totally benefit from this. I have the problem with them fighting tooth and nail against everything, but then running on the basic thing that just happened. And basically when this stuff happens, I see Voss and Jarko and Joan Balweg basically looking at their constituents and saying, you're too dumb to understand what I just did.
Yeah.
You're too dumb to know the hypocrisy that I am completely blatantly throwing out there. And they'll vote for him anyway. Or is it, I'll just hold my nose because I don't like that, but, you know, at least they're not a Democrat. Because like I tell you, gerrymandering works because people vote the same all the time.
Yeah. No, I think it's disheartening to see that was what's going on. And it's one of those things that just gets you cynical almost about politics. Because the people that are decrying these programs, first in line to get theirs, and then they're going to label whoever runs against them as the socialists, even though they benefited from the social programs that were there when the community needed the most assistance and the federal government and our governments were stepping up. It's ridiculous that you can call those things socialism and then accept them and then label your opponent as a socialist.
How about this? Let's go and put out a survey and see, and put on a referendum, maybe non-binding, just to see where it goes. And put on there, as a citizen, would you like the option to be free of any socialism? And then you can basically opt out of having the fire department come to your house. You have to go and contract with your local fire department separately. You can also contract with your local police department separately. You have to go
what
and take care
roads?
Of, you're going to have to take care of your own road, the patch of road outside your house, or you're going to have to go and pay a tax before you get on that road because you wouldn't be paying taxes because you get to be free of the socialism, right? So, oh, wait. Or you're going to have to take care of your own garbage too because that's, okay.
Seems like a lot of different aspects of your daily life are covered by socialism, Brian.
Huh, it's crazy.
It's weird.
If you collect Social Security payments, those are going to stop.
It's like that dioxygen hydroxide?
Oh, yeah, we're going to ban dihydroxin.
That one.
Dihydrogen. Great, thanks. dihydrogen oxide.
It's a
dihydrogen monoxide. That's what it is. Dihydrogen monoxide. And you put monoxide in anything, and everybody goes, bad.
Yeah, so.
Just like if you put Lafala on anything, people go, oh, I'm going to vote for that guy. I'm telling you, Democrats are going to take the House and the Senate.
If everybody,
the entire Assembly and the entire State Senate by renaming themselves Lafala.
That's just what they got to do, and then they win.
Oh, this LaFollette kid.
Just everybody's middle name is LaFollette.
That's LaFollette's kid. Oh, it's fine.
It's the self-given nicknames.
It's really good.
Jeez. This has been Dueling Tangents with
that's
Luke
gonna be part of the. That's going to be part of the Spider-Verse. You're going to walk into a room, and everybody's named LaFollette.
Maybe.
It's the LaFollette conglomerate.
If you missed any of this great show, you can check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Go to Dueling Tangents. Check out the podcast page. You can also follow us on Twitter. Got a lot of great programming coming up. We got Devil's Advocates. We got Earl Ingram. Stay tuned. You got our caller earlier, Pizza Box Mike. He's got a show on Saturdays at noon as well. Before that is Let's Get Local. So we got some great local programming coming up. Check it out. This has been a Thursday afternoon.
As far as you know.
We're signing off.
It could be a Wednesday. It doesn't matter. It's like 80 degrees right now. So they say.